奉主耶稣圣灵正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I deliver a sermon.
又是到我们唱歌的时候。
And again, we shall sing a song.
唱什么歌呢
？What song should we be singing?
当然是唱圣经里面的歌。
Of course, we'll be singing songs from the Bible.
这些圣经里面的歌是要唱给谁听呢
？To whom do we sing these songs of the Bible?
靠着圣灵的帮助
By the help of the Holy Spirit,
我们已经唱了三首歌了
We have already sung three songs
第一首叫做哀歌
Firstly, a song of lamentation
第二首叫做凯歌
Secondly, a song of victory
第三首叫做新歌
Thirdly, the new song
啊，这些歌每一首都有它的特色 它也有独特的听众
Every song possesses its very special characteristics and their own very audience.
今天我们进入第四首歌。
Today we enter into the fourth song.
第四首歌叫做警戒歌。
The fourth song is the song of warning.
那到底要警戒谁呢
？Who do we warn?
那警戒什么呢
？What do we warn about?
我来唱。你来听
I sing, you listen.
其实是我们一起唱，我们一起听。
And actually, we are all singing this together. We are all listening to this together.
请看这个《生命记》的三十一章。
Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31.
生命记三十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
我们读十八节到二十二节。
We read verse 18 to verse 22.
你会在这里看到神叫摩西写一首歌。
In this passage, you will see that the Lord God commanded Moses to write a song.
那是要唱给以色列人听的。
To be sung to the Israelites.
来，一起读。
Let's read together.
三，那时因他们偏向别神所行的一切恶。我必定掩面不顾他们现在你要写一篇歌教导以色列人传给他们使这歌见证他们的不是因为我将他们领进我向他们列祖起誓允许那牛奶以蜜之地他们在哪里吃得饱足身体肥胖就必偏向别神侍奉他们藐视我背弃我的约那时有许多祸患灾难临到他们这歌必在他们面前做见证他们后裔的口中必念诵不忘我为领他们到我所起誓允许之地以先他们所怀的意念我都知道了当日摩西就写了一篇歌教导以色列人、哦、这首歌是神叫摩西写的啦
This was a song that the Lord God commanded Moses to write、哦、
听歌的对象这首歌是对着以色列民来唱对着以色列民来写的
The audience to which this song was written was the Israelites
并且这首歌说神要用这首歌来见证他们的不是
And the Lord God also said that this song bears witness against the evil that they did
就是唱歌的时候就唱出了他们对神的不忠他们对神的背叛
This song sings about their disloyalty their unfaithfulness towards God
所以这首歌也叫做见证歌
It is also known as a song of testimony.
是警戒他们，也警戒他们，也见证他们。
It warns to them. It also witnesses against them.
那这首歌的目的有两个。
There are two objectives of this song.
难道只是这样唱衰他们吗？讲他们不好，这样只有这样吗
？Is this song going to just a bad mouth about the Israelites?
这不是joke。这不是作歌唱歌的目的。
It is not the purpose of the song.
那目的是什么
？What is the purpose?
十九节
，verse 19。
哦，这首歌呢，你要写一首歌教导他们，
right.
教导以色列人。
Write down this song and teach it to the children of Israel.
所以每一首歌都有它的目的，都有它的功能。
Every song is written for a purpose and for a function.
不是说只是骂，一直骂。是要教导你们，教你们。
Not just to scold and rebuke you.
这样明白了吗
？And you understand now?
为什么你听到你就听到在骂你呢
？But you always hear the sermon as being critical of you.
你为什么没有听到是在教导你呢
？What can you take it as a way to teach yourself?
没有听到是在爱你呢
？What can you hear it as loving you?
没有听到是在唤醒你呢？你已经在沉睡了。
But can't you hear it as awakening you?
没有听到是在警告你吗？
What can you hear as a warning?
走偏了，一走越偏，越离开神越远。你没有听到是在拉你回来吗？
You have gone astray. You are drifting further and further away. We are trying to bring you back.
就是引你回到正确的路了。
It attracts you to walk on the right way.
你是怎么样听歌的？
How do you hear the song?
你是怎么样听道理的？
How do you hear the word of God?
没有听到神在替你跟你说话。
Can't you hear that God is speaking to you?
难道只听到传道一直在骂人？
All you hear is that the preacher is scolding.
里面没有鼓励，没有安慰。
That there was no encouragement.
没有称赞。
No praise.
其实每一次我一开始就称赞大家的。
But every time I start with praising you.
只是你们没有把这些话放在心里。
But you do not put those words in your heart.
一开始我就说神所疼爱的，神非常疼你。
That the Lord God always loves you.
这不是一直在安慰你、鼓励你吗？
This is a form of encouragement.
而且哦，我们是神在众千万人中被蒙神拣选的。
And we are the chosen ones out of the billions of people.
你以为你真的很好，比千万人更好吗？
But do you think that you are so deserving, better than the billions of people?
千万人比我们更好的很多呀。
There are so many other people who are way better than you.
但神就这么拣选你、拣选我，进入这真教会。
And yet God had elected you and let you enter the truth.
这不是在鼓励在安慰吗？
Isn't this grace and comfort and encouragement?
我又常常说将来是要进入荣耀天国的。
I've always said that you are the people who are chosen to enter.
这不是对你的祝福吗？
The heavenly kingdom, and isn't that a form of grace?
不是咒诅你，是祝福你。
This is blessing, not a curse.
将来进入荣耀的天国。
You're entering the holy.
这些你为什么全部没有听进去？
The glorious heaven, and why are you not hearing this?
到底有没有听道理？
Are you even listening?
唱歌有两个目的。
There are two reasons for this.
神说是要教导以色列人。
Firstly, to teach the children of Israel.
第二个目的是什么？
What's the second reason?
就是二十一节里。
Verse 21.
使他们不会忘记。
That they do not forget.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
特别是有许多灾难，神的平安，神把平安恩典拿开的时候。
Especially when God removes the grace and blessings, evils and troubles will come.
这首歌就起了作用了。
And this song will show efficacy.
原来提醒了我们得罪神了。
That's to remind us we have sinned.Against God.
我们甚至哈离偏离神的道理了。
We have even gone astray from the word of God.
那唱这首歌的时候呢，就不会忘记。
When we sing this song, we will not forget.
这是做歌的目的了。
This is the purpose of this song.
其实我们讲道理也是这两个目的啊。
It is also the same two reasons why we preach the sermon.
保罗书信、使徒书信写这么多书信，目的是什么？就是提醒啊。警告啊，教导啊，不是这样子吗？
All the apostles as well as Paul have been writing letters and epistles. That is also to remind you.
当然也有称赞，也有安慰。
And also to teach and comfort and encourage you.
好，那这首歌唱出了他们什么罪呢？
And what kind of sins does this song talk about?
第一
，Firstly,
他们吃饱了忘记神。
That they have eaten so much and they forgot about God.
二十节
，Verse 20,
因为我将他们领进那个牛奶里蜜之地。
I've brought them to the land flowing with milk and honey.
牛奶与蜜，实际上是个很丰盛、啊、很舒服的地方啊，
shows,
很出产很多、很丰富的地方。
That's a land of great produce and also great abundance.
因为环境很舒服、很丰盛，在那里吃得饱足。
Because there's abundance in this land, and they were well fed.
然后呢，有一个现象就是身体肥胖。
And there's also a phenomenon where they have grown fat.
简单说，他们吃太饱，吃太好了。
Simply put, they are living too good a life.
吃太好，吃太饱，吃得很丰富，那是神所祝的福，神所赐的恩典。
They are well fed, they are able to eat abundantly, and that is also because of the grace of God.
但是却在神丰富的恩典里中，恩典中忘记了神。
And yet in the abundance of blessing and grace, they have forgotten.
不但只忘记神，
Not only did they forget God.
心里偏向偶像，偏向偶像，离去神，偏向偶像。
Their hearts turn to other idols and they serve God, idols.
如果祝福你这么多，给你这么多丰富的恩典，这么舒服的生活，样样都好，却让你离开神，那倒不如把恩典拿掉吧。
If all of these grace and blessings should lead you to turn against God, and God should remove this blessing.
倒不如把祝福拿掉吧。
And why not we remove this blessing?
让你像以前这么贫穷、这么辛苦、这么可怜的时刻。
So that you return to the poverty that you were in.
要车没车，要物质没物质，要老婆没老婆。
You wanted a house, you wanted a car, you wanted a wife.
因为穷小子一个，谁要你啊？谁看上你啊？
Because you are poor and nobody looks on you.
吃也吃不饱，也吃不好。
and you cannot, you are not even well fed.
你是不是要回到以前那种生活？
You want to return to those life?
那种生活常常来聚会，常常来祷告，常常来谢主圣功。
That was the kind of life where you diligently came to church to worship.
今天多少信徒在神的祝福中离开神？
How many people have departed from God in the grace of God?
就算没有离开，那心已经离开，人在这里，心早都不在教会。
Even if they were physically here, their hearts are not here in the church.
所过的生活很高级。
They live a very upmarket.
所进出的餐馆哈，进出的地方也很高级。
And they go in and out of a very expensive places.
所接触的人都是上流社会的人。
They also meet people from the high society.
绝对不是下流卑贱的那些工人。
They do not meet with a low level, low ranking.
这叫做吃太饱，身体肥胖了，是吗？
This is the kind of life that they are well fed and grown fat.
有没有把神当作是神呢？
Do you regard God as God?
还是要应付一下，应酬神一下，这样敷衍了事呢？
Or are you just trying to put on a show to God?
这叫做吃太饱，身体肥胖。
This is where they are so well fed that they have grown fat.
你看这首歌厉不厉害啊？
Isn't this a powerful song?
啊，一唱就唱出他们的，直接进入他们的重点。
This song criticizes their very mistake.
这些歌都是实实在在，没有虚虚假假的。
And this song is also truthful. There's no falsehood.
所以说，这种歌，这样的歌，谁要听呢？
Who wants to listen to this kind of song?
有人会喜欢听呢？
Who would like this song?
所以我的题目叫做《唱歌给谁听》。
That's why I say this title as To Whom Do We Sing?
我的天哪，谁要听这种歌？这种歌哦。
But oh dear, who would listen to this kind of song?
交代要唱给他们听。
Like God commanded that this song should be sung to them.
反倒就是因为带着神的这种使命。
It is also with the mission that I carry.
被神托付要看管这个教会。
That God has entrusted on me to take care of the church.
不是看管教会的行政啊。
Not to take care of the ministry.
是看管羊的灵魂，羊的生命。
Not to watch over the administration of the church, but
这是我们真正的使命，真正神所托付。
But to watch over the life of the sheep of the church.
那第二，唱出了他们什么呢？
What else does it sing about?
唱出了他们藐视神啊。
It sings about their
藐视就是二十一节的下半段那段。
How they despise God in verse 21.
藐视神就是没有把神当作是神。
They despise God and did not regard God as God.
就是昨天晚上我们听到的神讲的。
And that's also what we heard yesterday about what God said.
以色列啊，你要听啊。
And O Israel, hear this.
你要知道我是神来的呀。
Know that I am God.
而且这个神是你的神啊
And this is also your God.
我的民啊，你们要听啊
Oh, my people, hear this.
为什么神要这样讲这句话？他本来就是神啊
Why did God have to stress on this? He
is God. 他绝对是神啊
He is surely God.
那为什么他自己要这样讲？你们又知道我是神啊，那多可讲这样的话多可怜，知道吗
？Why did he have to appeal to his people?
就好像要人家来认同你啊，你是神啊，你是神啊，是啦是啦，你是神。就好像这样子呀、
啊、，as if he had to appeal to his people to realize that he is God.
我的天哪、啊，神需要这样祈求百姓、祈求他的儿女这样承认他吗？需要吗
？Did God have to go all his way to plead with his people to recognize him?
这多么羞耻、多么痛心的事呀、啊、
！How humiliating and heartbreaking!
你不信？你现在，如果你做父母过后
，If you are a parent.
你现在还没结婚，你不能够理解。
Some of you are not married, you don't understand.
你结婚过，有儿女过，你试试看。
You marry and you get children.
你在儿女的面前祈求你儿女哈、哦，要来孝顺你，祈求儿女哈、哦，要承认你是他的爸爸，承认他是你的妈妈。有搞错没有哦
？Imagine that you have to plead with your children to recognize you as his own parent, and that is so mistaken.
当父母这样祈求你的眼神，这样祈求你承认他、孝顺他的时候。那个父母的心已经碎到完，已经多可怜了，知道吗
？When your parents have to plead with you to recognize them as your parents to honor them，
你知道你这个儿女是多过分，知道吗
？And how terrible are you as a child？
嘴里叫父亲母亲，没有把他们当成父亲母亲。
You call them your
dad and mom， 从没有尊敬他们
，but you never respected them。
不要讲到孝敬
，not to mention filial piety。
常常摆脸色给他们看。
You always show a bad face to them.
原来以色列人对神也是这样。
That was the same way the Israelites treated God.
所以昨天的信息是很严重的。
Therefore, the message yesterday was serious.
你看我今天还一直在讲。
Even today, I'm stressing on it.
神的心碎了。
The heart of God was broken.
我的民啊，你们应当听。
My people, hear this.
我是神来的呀。
I am God.
是你们的神，不是别人的神、啊。
I am your God, not the God of others.
因为他们藐视神啊。
But they have despised God.
你是神吗？你真的是神吗
？Are you really God?
哦、oh, ，你是神啊 ，OK 啦，我就拿两只羊、两只牛来献给你了，怎么样？
Oh,
满意吗
？So you are God. I will offer some bulls.
还不满意啊
？Some bulls and cattle, and are you satisfied?
我每个拜六了来献牛献羊给你，你还要怎么样哦？
Every Saturday I come to church to offer sacrifices. What else do you want?
乌烟神给神给给哈给父母一些钱财，给父母一些名吞面试，搞定了。我已经做了我的责任了。
Is this how you want to handle God, where you just want to do some duty and you call it done?
这叫做藐视神。
That's how we despise God and also despise our parents.
哦，神只不过在当时哈，神只不过是用来满足他们的欲望的。满足他们的要求的。
But God had only to satisfy their demands.
如果神没有答应他们的要求，他们祈求的，就不理他，就看轻他，就批评他，就怀疑他。
If God did not satisfy their demands and requirements, and His people will start grumbling and doubting Him.
你有没有这样？
Are you one of them?
这叫做藐视神。
That's how we despise God.
没有把他当作是神。
Not regarding God as God.
第三
，Thirdly，
什么罪呢
？What sin?
他们背弃我的约，二十节下半最后一段。
Verse 22nd portion, they have violated and broken my covenant.
神曾经以他们立约的呀。
God made a covenant.
立约的证据就是要割礼呀。
The evidence of covenant is the circumcision.
割礼的时候是很痛的，会流血的。
In circumcision, there was shed blood. There was suffer pain.
这种痛，这种流血，永远都记得的，在尤其在小孩八天八。第八天就要行割礼，他不会忘记，因为太痛了。
On the eighth day, even the little baby has to go through circumcision, and it will be unforgettable because it's painful.
这是痛进心里面的。
It is so painful into the heart.
可是他永远记得。
But they will remember forever.
从割礼那天开始，我就永远属于神，我是神的人。
That from the day of circumcision, they belong to God forever.
我永远属于神的儿女。
I belong to God as His children forever.
这就是神跟以色列人所立的约一个证据，一个证。
That's the covenant that the people of Israel has made with God.
不是嘴巴讲我是以色列人啊，我是神的，你不是嘴巴讲的，是有证据的。
And therefore, it's not just by your lip service saying that you are God's children.
有一个记号的，很清楚的记号在我们身上的。
An evidence, you have to have a sign on you.
但他们却背弃了我的约。
But they have broken my covenant.
我们今天的信徒有没有背弃神的约
？Do our members today break the covenant with God？
什么时候跟耶稣什么时候跟你立约
？When did Jesus make a covenant with you？
耶稣拿起血来说：“这是我的血。
”Jesus picked up the cup and called it
为多人流出
，which is shed for many。
这就是我与你们立的约。
That's the covenant that I've made with you。
叫做新约，不是旧约，新的约。
Known as the New Testament, not the Old Testament。
这个约的内容就是要承认我们是他的儿女。
And the content of this covenant is to recognize that we are the children of God。
这个约的内容是要承受将来天国的产业。
That we are able to
inherit。这个约的内容是这样写的。
Inherit the inheritance of heaven。
这两件事是神要做的。
These are the two things that God wants to do。
一，他要承认我们。
He wants to recognize。
第二，他要帮助我们进，带我们进入天国，带我们进去。
Secondly, to help us to enter into heaven。
不是我们可以做到的，是他要做的。
Surely not something we can do。
那我们要做的是什么呢
？What do we have to do？
我们跟神立约说，是的，我相信你。
We have to make a covenant with God to say that we believe in God。
我跟从你。
We follow you。
我死都不离，我死都不离开你。
We will not depart from you even
unto death。永远属于你的人。
I belong to you forever。
这是我们要做的呀。
That's what we need to do。
我们要行出来的行为啊。
That's also the action that we have to take。
这样就 OK 了。
And that's fine。
可是却背约。
But we have broken a covenant。
信主信到一半，信神信到一半，还甚至不到一半，心中有另外一种神，另外一个神在他心里。
And midway through our journey of faith, we begin to have other gods in our hearts.
好，那第四个罪是什么呢
？What's the fourth sin？
啊，第四个。
The fourth sin。
这首歌的开头就劝导以色列人要回归敬拜真神。
The start of this song begins with encouraging the children of God to return and worship the true God.
好，那我们看《生命记》三十二章。
Return to Deuteronomy chapter 32,
一节到四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
这就是歌的开始，它的头一段。
That's the beginning of the song.
一三，诸天啊，侧耳，我要说话，愿地也听我口中的言语，我的教训要淋淋如雨。我的言语要滴落如露，如细雨降在嫩草上，如甘霖降在菜蔬中。我要宣告耶和华的名，你们要将大德归于我们的神。他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无为的神。又公义又正直，这乖僻弯曲的世代向他行事邪僻，有这弊病就不是他的儿女。我读超过第五节是吗？
Verse 5。
好， 这一开头啊，歌的开头第一段就劝导以色列民要回归敬拜尊荣真神啊。
The starting stanzas of this song is to encourage the people of Israel to return to worship the true God.
那第六个罪是什么呢
？What's the sixth sin？
就是刚才我们读的第五节。
That's what we read in verse five.
若我们行事为人与世界的人一样
，If we have corrupted ourselves just like the people of the world，
哦，像他们这样乖僻、哦、弯曲、行事邪僻
，becoming a perverse and crooked generation。
所以请注意，现在的世界是怎样的世界，知道吗
？Take note of the kind of world that we are in。
在当时旧约就已经是这样的世界。
Even in the Old Testament, it was already like that。
那到末世时代的世界更加是这样，
even,
更疯狂的。
It should be even more so in the end times。
第五节说，这是一个乖僻又弯曲的世代。
Verse 5 calling it as the perverse and crooked generation。
那世代的人呢，是向他行事邪僻，向神行事邪恶，心中存着邪念的。
The people in this world will corrupt themselves against God.
这是世人所有的弊病。
This is also the blemish of the
world. 但是有这弊病的，如果神的儿女，我们的主内弟兄姐妹有这弊病，也是这样行事乖僻的，哦，有邪念的，就不是他的儿女，看到没有？
However, should the children of God also carry this illness and this blemish, they are not God's children.
讲到这里几严重呀？
This is very serious.
这确实是严重。
And indeed, it is serious.
如果常常有这种弯弯曲曲、不诚实的心、不诚实的行为，
if we constantly have this kind of perverse and crooked mind, and also, and also falsehood in us,
又骄傲、骄傲自大，
and you are proud and arrogant about yourself,
又常常说谎、不诚实，
you speak lies and you are not truthful,
又没有爱心，
you have no love，
就是这种邪僻的、这种不公不义的行为。
That is a perverse and that's unjust.
主耶稣是不会承认你的。
The Lord Jesus will not acknowledge you.
刚才不是说他已经要承那个约要承认我们吗
？Didn't the covenant say that he will recognize us？
是的，约是要承认我们。
Yes, it is the purpose of the covenant.
可是约有一个内容，你要行他的道啊，你要遵行他的道呀。
But the requirement of the covenant is for you to keep his word.
这里说你没有遵行他的道，就不是他的儿女，他不承认的呀。
If you do not keep the word of the Lord, then you are not his children.
就算现在他还是恩典时代，还是给我们机会。
Even if we are now in the time of grace.
意思说他还你怎样软弱，怎样犯罪，他还是承认你。
And that's to say that even if you sin, the Lord God might still recognize you.
可是不代表将来审判的时候还会承认你哦。
But it doesn't mean that in the future, in the day of judgment, you should be recognized.
他现在承认你，不代表审判的时候还会承认你哦。
Let me repeat, if God was to acknowledge you now, it may not mean he would acknowledge you on the day of judgment.
他已经讲很清楚，如果有这种行为的不是他儿女，他不要的，他也绝对不会承认的。
It is clearly stated here that if you practice such things, you are not his children.
你还敢说他在骂人吗？
Can you call me as scolding you?
神说的。
It is what God said.
好，那第六个罪是什么？
What's the sixth sin?
连政治人啊，这些有敬拜神的人啊，都因为享受太多神的恩典，太多神的祝福，结果在享受当中离去神。
Even the upright people, those who actually worship God, and after much enjoyment of life, they have actually departed from God.
在哪里有这样的记录呢？
Where is it recorded?
来，我们来读十三节到十五节。
You read verse 13 to verse 15.
这里讲出神给他们怎么样舒服的生活。
These are the kind of a life of comfort.
真的是很高级的。
Indeed, they were riding on a good life.
十三节
，verse 13.
第三，耶和华使他乘驾地的高处，得是田间的土产，又使他从磐石中而觅，从坚石中吸油，也赐牛的奶油。羊的奶，羊羔的脂油，巴山所出的公绵羊和山羊，以上好的麦子，也喝了葡萄汁酿的酒。哇，太高级了！但耶稣伦渐渐肥胖、粗壮、光嫩、踢跳、奔跑，怎么样？ 便离弃造他的神，轻看救赎他的磐石呀，真的太享受了。而且这享受都是神做，是我祝福他，我给他的。
And God said this enjoyment came from His blessing.
不是在神的恩典祝福中更加亲近神，更加敬畏神吗？
They did not draw closer to God in a time of grace.
结果却在神的祝福中，在恩典中离去神，丢去神。
Instead, in God's grace and blessings, they departed from God and forsook God.
十五节说耶稣伦是什么人，是什么意思？
Verse 15 talk about Jeshurun.
耶稣伦渐渐回棒，渐渐粗壮。
Jeshurun grew fat and kicked.
耶稣伦的意思就是正直人。
Jeshurun actually means an upright man.
他们不是不没有神道理的人。
An upright man who has the word of God.
我的天哪，这些有神道理的人都变质了，都变样了。
Oh dear, even these people who have the word of God, they have deteriorated.
神真的难做，难做神啊。
It must be hard for God to do.
啊，不祝福你，你说他不爱你。
If God did not bless you, you say that God doesn't love you.
祝福你，你又说只祝福一点点，没有什么大过，没有什么感觉。
Even if God did bless you, you say that blessings are not enough.
祝福你太多，你就离去神。
And if God bless you too much, you will leave God.
骄傲。
You become proud.
忘记赐福赐恩的神。
You forget about a God who has given you blessings.
是不是神难做神啊？
Isn't it a hard decision for God?
从古到现在，我们看圣经哦，你从创世纪读到新旧约到新约。
From medieval times until today,
这件事都一直重复。
This was a cycle that keeps repeating.
耶稣伦渐渐肥胖啊，请记得这句话就是你来的。
Remember, Jeshurun grew fat. It is you.
意思是政治人有大神道理的人都渐渐肥胖。
Refers to those who have the word of God who are upright and they grew fat.
离弃造他的神。
And they forsook God who made them.
好，那我们来看做个结论。
Let's make a conclusion.
这首歌的结论是怎样的
？The conclusion of this song.
生命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
四十四到四十七节。
Verse 44 to 47.
一二三，摩西和
嫩
的儿子耶稣亚，去将这歌的一切话说给百姓听。摩西向以色列众人说完了这一切的话，又说：“我今日所警教你们的，你们都要放在心上，要吩咐你们的子孙谨守遵行这律法上的话，因为这不是虚空与你们无关的事。”乃是你们的生命呀，在你们过约旦河要得为业的地上，必因这事日子得以长久。这是这首歌的结论。
This is the conclusion of this song.
第一
，Firstly，
唱完了这首歌后，摩西又做结论的说，又说。
After presenting this song,
今天这些歌所教导的，你们要放在心上。
Moses concluded that this song should you have to set your hearts on all the
words. 不是只有耳朵听。
You do not just hear with your ear.
也要用心听。
You have to hear with your heart.
而且要放在心上。
You have to set it all on your heart.
第二
，Secondly,
要吩咐我们的子孙谨守遵行。
You shall command your children to be careful to observe.
不要只是听，要行。
Not just to hear, but to observe it.
第三。
Thirdly,
这首歌所说的、所唱的不是虚空无益的。
What the song sings about is not futile for you.
不是来听了一堂道理又回去哦，今天道理哦，很好听哦。
Means you should hear a sermon and you call it a good sermon.
哦，今天道理哦，很普通了，没什么料的了。
Or you can also say this sermon is boring. There's nothing interesting.
今天的道理很糟糕啊，什么都没有的。
Or you can say that this sermon is terrible.
你这样听道理的吗
？Are you? Is this the way you listen to sermon?
不是的，这些道理不是虚空无益的。
No, the sermons are not a futile thing to you.
是对你们有益的。
It is very beneficial.
因为这是关乎你们的生命。
Because it is by this word that you prolong your life.
不只是肉体生命。
Not just a physical life.
更重要是灵魂生命。
More importantly, your spiritual life.
关乎我们的生或死，得救或灭亡。
It pertains to your life and destruction.
你还把这些道理当作随便吗？
Do you take this sermon, this word of God?
我不喜欢听哦，这个传道讲到我不喜欢哦。
As futile, you just.
关乎你的生跟死、得救灭亡，你不喜欢吗？
It pertains to your life and death. You want to pick and choose?
但是往往对我们有益的哦， 都是我们不喜欢听的。
All too often, whatever that's beneficial to us, we do not like it.
这是我们人性的弱点，人性很大的亏欠。
That's the weakness of human nature.
好像父母亲常常念我们的，常常交代我们的。
Just as our parents keep nagging us and instructing us.
肯定是对我们有益有帮助。
Surely they are nagging us.
但这些话我们听厌了，我们很厌烦啊。
To benefit us, but we dislike it.
当一天爸爸不在了，妈妈也死了。
One fine day, our parents are passed away.
没有人念你，没有人提醒你，没有人跟你说话。
No one will be nagging you.
说这些有益的话，对你有益的话。
No one will be nagging you with such beneficial words.
你那时很想念。
And you will miss them.
因为你的朋友都是讲虚假的话，都是称赞你的话，那都不是真实的。
Well, the rest of your friends only talk about compliments and praising you.
不然就是讲利益的话，谁赚大多少，谁得利益多少，都讲这些的。
Talking about things that have interest for you and that have a
父母亲不在的时候。
But when your parents pass away,
这些对你有益的话，你还听得见吗？
All these words which are actually beneficial to you,
有谁还会跟你讲呢？
Who will speak them to you?
所以说，对你们有益的话，是你们不喜欢的。
Therefore, these beneficial words are something that you don't like.
我们难道神的儿女也变成这样吗？
Do the children of God behave like this?
那不然讲道的时候，奉主耶稣圣名就讲你喜欢听的吧，每次都讲你喜欢听的好不好？
Should I start a sermon in the name of Jesus, saying things that please your heart?
你们喜欢听的不一定对你们有益，甚至是对你们有害的。
And all these sermons, all these words that are pleasing to your ears may not be good to you.
这种道理不是没有啊，许多传道人在讲这种道理，不是吗？
Many preachers actually speak such sermons, don't they?
好了，我们唱第五首歌吧。
Let's continue with the fifth song.
是吗？是第五首吗？
是的。
第五首什么歌呢？
What's the fifth song?
叫做吉利歌。
The song of encouragement.
吉利歌就是鼓励自己的歌。
Song to encourage yourself.
既然是鼓励自己，就是这首歌，自己唱给自己听吧。
And although we are encouraging ourselves, we have to sing it to ourselves.
好，我们来看四世纪第五章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 5.
四世纪的第五章
The book of Judges, chapter 5.
我们读一节到三节
We read verse 1 to verse 3.
来，一、二、三。那时，底波拉和亚比纳安的儿子巴拉作歌说，因为以色列中有军长衰领，百姓也甘心牺牲自己。你们应当颂赞耶和华君王啊要听王子啊要侧耳而听我要向耶和华歌唱我要歌颂耶和华以色列的神好这里开始就看到底波拉跟那个巴拉作歌
The start of this passage introduces Deborah and Barak composing a song.
这首歌呢是叫做吉利歌
And this song is known as a song of encouragement.
是在鼓励自己也唱给自己听
Where they encourage themselves by singing it to themselves.
当然也唱给在所有信仰上努力的所有弟兄姐妹
It is also sung to all brothers and sisters who are working hard for their faith.
我们来看十二节
Verse 12.
一、二、三。底波拉兴起。兴起你当兴起
awake, awake,
兴起唱歌亚比纳安的儿子巴拉呀你当奋兴掳掠你的敌人你看这里勉励自己底波拉做的歌自己勉励自己底波拉你要兴起哦你要努力哦我的同工啊巴拉你也要兴起哦你不要软弱哦
The song that they wrote, they also wrote to themselves, Deborah, to also Barak.
你应当起来哦，掳掠你的敌人，战胜你的敌人哦。
Calling themselves to awake and arise against their enemies.
再看二十一节
，verse 21.
一、二、三，击顺主和，把敌人冲没。我的灵啊，应当努力前行，是吗？不断的自我勉励，我的灵啊。
The song continues to sing, Oh my soul,
应当继续的努力
march on in strength,
应当继续的前行
be diligent and march on.、
嗯、歌的开头就先颂扬真神的荣耀以及真神的威严。
The beginning stanzas is to give praise and glory to the glory and the and the sovereignty of God.
我们回到四节跟五节。
We enter into verse 4 to verse 5.
起头第一段。
That's the starting stanza, the first passage.
三，耶和华，你从伊尔出来，由以东地行走。那时地震天漏，云也落雨。山见耶和华的面就震动，西乃山见耶和华以色列神的面也是如此。你看到吗？歌的开头是先颂咏神的荣耀，颂咏神的威严跟权柄。
The starting stanzas first give praise to the glory and the authority and power of God.
其实四节跟五节是看到的，歌颂的是神亲自莅临战场，亲自独战。
In fact, verse 4 and verse 5 also show to us that God is Himself setting this battlefield.
怎么看得出来呢？
And what, how do we see
that?
Where did God come from?
从西尔来。
God came from Seir.
他又跑到哪里？
Where did he go then?
在以东地行走。
And much to, through the field of Edom.
西尔跟以东都是以色列的敌人，以色列的仇人的地方。
Both,
他们的地盘。
Both these places of Seir and Edom, they are all the places of the enemies. 神却
跑到敌人的云里面去。
But God have gone through these clouds of the enemies.
去捣乱他们，去对付他们。
And to attack them.
所以这场战争呢？是神亲自的督导，神亲自的带领，亲自参与战争。
Therefore, this battle itself was one that God personally participated.
因为四十记就是以色列民的一个苦难记，一直被仇敌来欺压，仇敌来杀害。
Because the book of Judges is a book talking about the sufferings of the Israelites where they were oppressed by the enemies.
好，这是歌第一段颂咏神的荣耀、威严与权柄。
That's the first passage of this song to give praise to the glory and the authority of God.
神是我们的战神，是我们的元帅，是我们出战的统领。
God is our God of war, our general, and our support in battles.
歌的第二段唱出当时的世代的邪恶。
The second passage of this song sings about the evil of the in their generation.
看第六节
，verse six.
一二三，在亚拿之子三家的时候。又在雅意的日子，大道无人行走，都是绕道而行。在其他事实之前，这个罪恶就已经很深了。
Before the time of the judges, the sin of people was deep.
甚至那些大道啊，大道就是一条政治的路，也一条平安的道路，都没有人敢走啊。大道已经无人行，没有人在走这种。没有人在走这种正直的道路。
They were so sinful that the highways of righteousness and these ways where they were upright and righteous, was all deserted.
像今天的世代也一样。
Just like the people today.
我们说要遵从要听主耶稣的吩咐。
We want to obey the command and the word of Jesus.
要照神的话来做。
We want to practice according to God's word.
谁会听这种道理啊？
Who want to take heed?
大道无人行了，主的道理，主的道路，没有人要再走，没有人在听这种道理。
No one wants to walk on these highways of righteousness. Nobody wants to listen.
只剩下一小部分的敬畏神的人会听啊，会走了。
But only a minority of people who fear the Lord.
但是就是那一小部分人而已啊。
That's only a minority.
好，那歌中也唱出在战争时的两种信徒的表现。
The song also shows two types of manifestation of two believers. Two types of believers.
歌里唱的时候呢，唱出两种信徒。
And this song sings about these two types of believers.
特别在战争的时候，教会有难的时候，神国有难的时候。
Most especially in the time of battles when the kingdom of God is in trouble.
你就要注意听，注意看。
Then you have to pay attention.
当教会有难的时候，有灾难的时候。
When calamity comes on the church.
你站在哪里
？Where do you stand？
你跑到哪里去
？Where do you flee to？
你在做什么
？What will you be doing？
来，我们来看十三节第一种信徒。
Verse 13, the first type of believers。
十三节到十五节。
Verse 13 to 15。
来，一二三。
Then the
那时有一圣的贵胄和百姓一同下来，耶和华降临，为我攻击勇士，有根本在亚玛利人的地，从以法莲下来的。便雅悯在民中跟随你，有掌权的从马厩下来，有持杖检点民数的从西布伦下来，以撒迦的首领与底波拉同来，以撒迦怎样，巴拉也怎样，
众人都跟随巴拉冲下平原，在流便的溪水旁有心中定大志的。 OK， 这一段呢讲到在打仗的时候呢，有许多有一些支派 的以色列民跟随。
And talking about this battle, some tribes of the Israel, some tribes of Israel followed.
有以法莲人。
There was the Ephraimites.
有边雅悯人。
There was the Benjamites.
还有西布伦人。
There was the Zebulun.
有加撒的一些首领。
There's also some leaders of Issachar.
以撒加，以撒加。
Issachar.
那当中也有一些是有钱人，贵胄就是有钱人，享受生活的人。
Among whom were also the richer ones who enjoyed life.
十三章还有一些平民百姓，一些穷的信徒，穷的以色列民。
Verse 13 also talks about those who were poorer and also the nobles. 意思说，
在国家有难的时候，神的国有难的时候呢，无论是有钱的还是贫穷的信徒，全部参与出战。
That's
okay. 没有个人的享受。
When trouble and calamity come on the nation, and all of them came out and marched into the battlefield.
你今天叫有钱人去打仗，他要吗？打仗都是穷人啊，跟你讲了。
Today you want the rich people to fight the battle? They won't want to. All the battles are fought.
因为他要去打仗，他有很多世界还没有享受完啊，他有很多钱要享受的呀。他怎么甘愿就这样死掉呢？
All the battles are fought by poor people, and the rich people have so many things to enjoy.
你看现在的什么？俄罗斯跟什么乌克兰打仗，许多人雇佣兵就是用钱买的，知道吗？
Look at the war.
他们没有钱啊，他们给他一个月多少钱，你去打仗，是这样的，知道吗？
The current conflict between Russia and Ukraine and all these people who have been hired as soldiers.
简单说，用他们的生命去换取一些金钱来给家人、给孩子、给太太。
Simply put, it is with their lives that they have to exchange for some money to support their families.
因为他们太贫困了，太贫穷了。
Because they are poor people.
现在是一个机会。
And now it's a chance for them.
如果能够打胜，又而且打不死，自己没有死掉，那不是荣耀吗？有钱又有荣耀吗？
If they could fight the battle and if they do not die from the battle and they would enjoy good money and also a good life later.
有钱人啊。
These are all poor people.
有钱人才不这样做。
Rich people would not join the battle.
可是这里说呢，当时的时候，神国有一些有钱人、有地位的也出去参战。
But here it tells us that at this time in Israel, and both the poor and the rich came and marched into the battle.
巴拉与底波拉一同杀敌。
And Ephraim and together with Deborah march into the battle. That's the first type of believers.
参与战争的信徒。
Believers who participate in the war.
放弃自己享受的生活，参与战争。
At the expense of their own enjoyment, they would rather fight the battle.
保卫神国。
Protect God's kingdom.
让神的国平安，让神的孩子们都安居乐业。
So that God's kingdom be in peace and the children of God have peace.
这是要用生命付出代价去换取。
That's an expense of their own life.
这叫做爱国精神，爱神的精神。
This is the patriotism. This is also the way that I love God.
那第二种信徒是怎么样的呢？
What is the second type of the believers?
看哦。
Take a look.
会不会是你？会不会是我呢？
Could it be you or me?
来看十五节到十七节
，verse 15 to verse 17。
你看他们在做，在打仗的时候，你看他们在做什么
？During and throughout the battle, what are they doing？
来十五节
，verse 15。
一二三，哎，我刚才读了嘛，哈，十五节读了哈。
We have read it already。
好，那十六节
，16。
你为何坐在羊圈内，听群中吹笛的声音呢？在流便的溪水旁，有心中设大谋的基列人安居在约旦河外，胆人为何等在船上呢？亚瑟人在海口静坐，在港口安居。西布伦人是拼命赶死的，那富他利人在田野的高处也是如此。当中 有说出几个支派呢，是只顾自己的。
A few tribes were named here who are regarded as selfish.
他们只愿意过安逸享受的生活。
They only want to live a comfortable life.
所以十六节说，这些支派啊，你为什么坐在羊圈内呢？现在是坐在羊圈内的属羊的时候吗？
Verse 16 say, why do you still sit among the sheepfolds? Is it a time to sit among the sheepfolds?
坐在羊圈内就是一直照顾你的产业、你的事业、
你的羊奶，你的羊肉，你的 羊毛，你都是一直在做这种生意，在关心你的生意，你的产业而已。
You sit among the sheepfolds where you take care of the sheep's milk and the hair and also the fur, and you are taking care of your own possessions and inheritance.
我这个生意很重要的，我的羊群很多的，那我怎么可以舍得放下呢？
I have a lot of sheep. I have a big business, and how can I let it go?
这些每一只羊都是钱来的。
Every sheep is money.
都是生意来的。
Every sheep is business.
喂喂喂，今天如果打输仗的敌人攻进以色列国了，请问你还有坐还有坐在羊圈吗？那个羊圈还是你的嘛
？But should you lose,
敌人还不会抢夺啊
？Should you lose the battle, would all of these sheep still belong to you?
你以为敌人会把这个羊圈给回你啊
？Do you think the enemies will give you back your
sheep? 你连命都没有，什么羊圈啊
？Your life will be at stake.
好，有一些呢，在群中呢，吹笛啊，在那边唱歌跳舞快乐，我的天啊
！Some of them even hear the pipings for the flocks.
这个打仗的时候，敌人你都已经来攻打进来了，还在听歌唱歌吹笛吗
？It was a high time for battle, and the enemies are invading. Are they still listening to music and dancing?
在流变的溪水旁，心中有色大某的是什么志气，知道吗
？What does it mean? The divisions of Reuben have great searching.
是有大志向、大赚钱、大发达的志向。我要成功，我要成为上流人，
great.
我要成为财主。
Great searching.
在这个时候还想这些，想这些东西吗
？Refers to how they were dreaming and also thinking about becoming great and ambitious.
基列人就是属加德支派的，安居在约旦河外，那边舒舒服服的生活，安居在那边。
The tribe of Reuben is also where they are able to enjoy life by the Jordan.
但人是靠海的，在等船呐、啊。
Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan, the river.
等船不是做生意，就是出去逛嘛，出去旅游嘛，是不是这样
？And then also remain or waiting on ships.
因为当时的交通就是船而已啊。
It all means that they are doing business.
这时候你还要去哪里哦
？Where else would you want to go at this time？
亚撒人在海口静坐，是在捕鱼吗？在算鱼吗？在做买卖吗
？Asher at the seashore, are they doing business? Are they trying to fish?
港口都是贸易生意的重点，它的中心来的。
And all of these ports are the places of business.
你看到吗？两种信徒。
Two types of believers here.
一种在打仗的时候呢，参与战争，牺牲自己，放下舒服的生活。
Who participated in the war and who sacrificed their own comfort and enjoyed life.
一种是打仗是你们的事，不关我的事。
The second type is they have nothing to do with the war.
我有很多生意要顾，我有很多产业要留住。
They want to continue to grow their business and to take care of their possessions.
请问你是属哪一种信徒
？What type of believers do you belong to?
你没有爱国的精神吗
？Aren't you patriotic?
你没有爱神的心吗
？Don't you have a heart to love God?
若没有人出去打仗
，If no one goes out to battle,
还有家园吗？还有国家吗
？Do you still have a home to go to?
因为敌人一来就是掳掠的，就是杀害，就是毁灭的。
When the enemies come in, they will destroy.
你还可以唱歌吗？你还可以跳舞吗？你还可以做生意吗
？Can you still hear the pipings of song? Can you still do business?
所以一种信徒是只顾自己的。
And one type of believers only take care of themselves.
这是这首歌里面很悲伤的事。
And there's something sorrowful about this song.
但愿我们真教会里面
，Let's hope that in a true Jesus church.
唉。好，我们来看歌中最后的祝福了。
Let's look at the final blessing in this song.
来看31节
，verse 31。
这个歌最后的祝福，用祝福来结束。
The final blessing it ends with a blessing.
一二三，耶和华，愿你的仇敌都这样灭亡，愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈，这样国中太平40年。最后的祝福有两个重点。
There are two important points in this blessing.
愿神的仇敌都灭亡。
Firstly, let all enemies of God perish.
那么天下就太平。
And there shall be peace in all the world.
没有恶人，真的就是平安。
When there is no wicked people, there is peace.
有很多不平安，很多灾祸，都是因为有太多的恶人，有太多的恶事。
And today we lack peace. We don't have peace because of wickedness.
愿神的仇敌都灭。
May the enemies of God perish.
第二
，Secondly,
愿那些爱神的人。他们所发出的光如太阳的光辉如此的强烈。
Let those who love God also emit light like the sun.
你是不是爱神的人呢？
Are you one who loves God?
爱神的人一定会发出他们爱神的光，一种荣耀的光。
Those who love God will surely emit light like unto the sun.
这种光呢，好像太阳的光辉，如此的强烈，如此的热情。
This light is fervent, is a zealous like the sun.
就像太阳的光照射到全球啊，全地球都被太阳照射。
Just like
光都照着这个整个地球。
Just like how the sun shines light on the whole earth.
那你这个光是多么的伟大，是多么的啊，让人啊来敬佩。
And what great and what honorable light is this?
你这个光是让多少个人都得到帮助，得到造就。
This is also a light that helps so many people and edifies many.
最重要的，这个是爱神的人所发的光，是永恒的光辉。
Most importantly, this is also the eternal light that comes out in full strength.
嗯，因为这种光会进入永恒里面，在永恒里面永远发光。
Because this kind of light will enter into eternity and it will shine forever.
就像我们现在看到的星星、月亮、太阳，在天空上，在天上一直发光。
Just as we see, we look at the stars in the sky, which continue to shine.
晚上你抬头看，是多么的漂亮，多么的让人震撼。
You lift up your head to look at the dark of the night sky. It is beautiful.
但是天上你现在看到的星星、月亮的光不是永恒的，知道吗？
However, even you're looking at the light of the stars, it is not forever.
因为他们的光不能够永远的。
They cannot shine forever.
因为神应许，神有说过，这些天体的星光都要被销毁，都被融化。
In the very words of the Lord God,
会爆炸。
Even all of these lights in the heavenly places, well, in all of these celestial places, will be destroyed.
你现在看到星星、月亮、天上的光不是永恒的。
And therefore, the lights of the stars that you see today is not eternal.
但是我们义人的光、爱神人的光呢，是进入永恒里面，永永远远。
But the light of the
光不会熄灭。
But the light of the righteous who love the Lord God, that will shine the light eternally.
那我现在做这首歌的结论。
Let me conclude for the song.
这首歌是在什么情况中做的呢？什么时候唱的呢？
Under what age and what time, what circumstances was this written?
注意哦，我们读第五章的时候是战争成功、战争胜利后所做的歌。
Chapter 5 was a time where they have fought a victorious battle and they wrote this song.
成功过后才唱的。
And they would sing this song after their victory.
这是这首歌的特点。
There's a specialty of this song.
它的特点在哪里？
What is the specialty?
我们有一句话说，失败是成功之母。你常常失败哦，但是这种失败激励你继续的努力，激励你继续的研究，
the Chinese,
直到你成功为止。
There's a Chinese saying goes that every defeat would encourage you to become better and better.
失败不可怕，一次两次也没关系。最怕的就是你失败一两次你就放弃。
And us failing or suffering a defeat, it doesn't matter. And what is what would be bad is that you give up after your defeat.
原来失败是成功之母啊，很多的成功都是从失败中建立起来的。
Therefore, the Chinese saying goes that defeat is the mother of success.
所以你不要气馁，你要继续的努力，继续的前行。
As long as you don't give up, you don't lose heart, you will continue.
可是这首歌不是失败的时候唱的呀，是成功时候唱的呀。
But this was not a song to be sung if you lose in a defeat.
原来失败是成功之母，下一句是什么？你还记得吗？
And what's the next phrase that follows that defeat is the mother of success?
我们很多人只知道失败是成功之母，但是不知道下一句。
People only know the defeat is the mother of success. We don't know the second phrase.
下一句叫做成功是失败的开始。
The second phrase is success is also the beginning of defeat.
当你成功之后呢？
After you succeed,
就是你失败的开始。
It may also mark the beginning of your failure.
因为我成功了，我何必再努力呢？
You have succeeded. Why should I work harder?
我成功了，我何必再拼命呢？再这样认真呢？
If already I have won, and why should I work hard?
因为我已经成功了。
Because I've already won.
我努力的时候，因为我失败。我很拼的时候，因为我还没有我还没有成功。
But I was working hard and diligently before when I was defeated because I haven't succeeded.
所以很多人在成功过后，就是他失败堕落的开始。
Therefore, for many people, when they succeeded, it became the beginning of their failure.
因为他不再努力了。
Because they no longer worked hard.
信仰上很多时候也是这样。
The same that applies to our faith.
我受洗了。
After I got baptized,
我得圣灵了。
I received the Holy Spirit.
我求了十几年、二十年，我得到了。
For one or two decades, I've been praying.
那时都很拼命、很努力的。
I worked so hard for the Holy Spirit.
现在呢，得了圣灵，然后呢？
Today you receive the Holy Spirit.
我都有圣灵了，还怎么样？还要努力什么
？What next? I don't have to work for anything.
还要迫切，要大大声吗
？Do I still have to pray so diligently?
还要流汗流泪这样祷告吗？不用了啦。
Do I have to still cry and sweat over it?
现在你看得到的信仰状况是这样子呀，得到了。
That's what we see today.
意思说成功了，进天国了。
As if we have already gained and
attained. 这就是你失败的开始，堕落的开始。
That marks the beginning of your defeat and your downfall.
所以这首歌我叫做激励歌，为什么我称它为激励歌
？Why do I call this a song of encouragement？
因为他在成功之后，他仍然的鼓励他说：“我的灵啊，应当努力前行。”
Because it is after their victory in battle that they continue to encourage their souls to march forward.
因为他成功之后，还是对自己讲：“伊波拉，你要兴起，继续的奋进啊，继续的努力啊。”
Even after victory, they say, "Awake, awake, Deborah, and work harder."
而且成功之后，也对他的同工啊。这个巴拉说：“你也应该要继续的努力呀。”
After this victory, they also continue to encourage Barak, his her co-worker, to arise.
所以这首歌的很重要的价值。
That's the very special value in this song.
在成功过后，仍然不断的勉励自己要继续努力。
That they continue to encourage themselves even after victory.
保罗就是时常唱这首歌的人。
And Paul was one who always sang this song.
我们来看这些圣经就结束。
Let's look at this Bible verse and conclude.
腓立比书三章
Philippians chapter 3
他常常唱这首歌来勉励自己激励自己
He often sang this song to encourage himself
让他自己不松懈不懒惰
So that he would not lose vigilance and become lazy
这首歌是怎么唱的
How do we sing this song?
腓立比书三章
Philippians chapter 3
13到14节
Verse 13 to 14
1-3 弟兄们
Brethren,
我不是以为自己已经得着了我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，然后呢，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来要得的赏赐。这个就是不断的勉励自己，不断的激励自己。
It's a continuous self-encouragement.
因为我还不以为我已经得到，我不以为我自己成功了。
Because I do not count myself as having gained it or succeeded.
我只有一件事情。
I only for one thing.
把背后的事忘掉。
Forget those things behind.
成功也好，失败也好。
Be it success or failure.
被人家攻击、批评也好，被人家称赞也好，全部把它忘记。
Be it compliments or criticism from others.
因为这些会阻碍我们继续前进。
All of this I will forget because they'll prevent me from going forward.
忘记背后的目的是要努力面前。
To forget the past, that's to in order to reach forward.
不像今天的人啊，什么忘记了，忘记了，我什么都忘记，然后呢？然后没有努力面前的，那你忘记来干什么
？But not like us today, we forget the past, but we do not strive forward either.
保罗说，忘记背后的目的是要努力前面的呀。那前面是什么东西呢
？Paul has said that the reason why he forgets the past is in order to fight forward.
前面就是那个神哈承诺应许要给的荣耀奖赏、荣耀冠冕啊。
But what is ahead for him to fight for? That is the goal.
这是我信主的目的，也是信主当传道的追求的目标来的呀。
That's the prize in the Lord God Christ Jesus. That's also my goal as a preacher.
骂我也好，你不高兴我也好，你批评我也好，我管你。
Even if you hate me,
我讲一句江湖话，我管你。
You criticize me and you, I don't care.
如果一直听这些话，自己都灰心了，自己都不想再前进了。
If I were to pay attention to what you said, criticizing me,
你们这些称赞也好，批评也好，会让我得救吗？可以带领我进天国吗？是不会的啦。
Will your criticism or your compliments about me
称赞我，我骄傲，我会跌倒的。
Help me
我不再努力的。
Help me to enter heaven? No, it wouldn't.
那批评我，批评我，一些人常常受批评，他就灰心了，他不做了。
And some people will lose heart altogether when you criticize them.
所以这些都是不能够带我们进天国的。
All of this cannot bring us to heaven.
真正能带我们进天国的是我们自己的决心，自己不断的努力，靠圣灵帮助，不断的前进，
can,
向目标前进。
What can help us to attain heaven is that we press forward to the goal.
这就是激励歌了。
That is a song of encouragement.
保罗啊，古代的底波拉常常这样唱。新约的保罗也是常常这样唱。
In ancient times, Deborah sang this song, and in New Testament, Paul also sang this song.
今天你跟我难道不需要唱这首歌吗
？Today, shall we not also sing this song?
你到底在唱什么歌呢
？What kind of songs do you sing?
唱诗。